Mark chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man which had the withered hand, "Stand up." And he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill?" But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went from there, and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Yahshua withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples, that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should press upon him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, "You are the Son of Yahweh." And he straitly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goes up to a mountain and calls to him whom he would, and they came to him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And Simon he surnamed Peter. And Jacob, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of Jacob, he surnamed them Bnei Regesh, which is the sons of thunder. And Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and Jacob, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon, who was from Canaan, and Judah from Creote, which also betrayed him. And they went into a house. And the multitude came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, "He's beside himself." And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils does he cast out devils." And he called them unto him, and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Truly I say to you, all sins shall be forgiven to the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is in danger of everlasting damnation." This was done because they said, "He has an unclean spirit." There came then his brethren and his mother, and standing outside they sent to him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking for you." He answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brethren?" And he looked round about on them which sat about him, and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of Yahweh, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." End of chapter 3.